Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Hey, I'm Jetta Cameron.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciative of listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. 94 WIP, check it out. A lot to talk about today as we get set for a midday show at Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. It's a fun day to talk some football. Come on out if you're in the area. Newark, Delaware on Main Street. Klondike Kate's, we did a show there last year. Really great place, great food. Upstairs, downstairs, like an old bar that has really become something really cool in Newark. So come on out. We'll be there doing the show 10 to 2 today, Thursday, the 30th of October. Tonight, of course, in the college football world is DeSean Jackson's team and Michael Vick's team at the Link. It's going to be a really cool event. And, of course, a lot to get into with the Eagles and the Phils and the Sixers and the Flyers as we look forward to a lot of big things here. Bye week this week for the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to get to the trade the Eagles made yesterday for Michael Carter II from the New York Jets, the corner. I do want to just say, though, before we start in getting into my thoughts on Carter and what it does for the Eagles defense, just want to offer my condolences on the passing of two radio legends in Philadelphia yesterday. Harry Donahue, who was longtime KYW news anchor, and, of course, also the voice of Temple football, Temple basketball, just a name and a voice so many knew over so many years in this town. And then, of course, Pierre Robert. From WMMR middays. I never met Pierre, but I knew who he was, obviously, and appreciated what he did. And I don't know if I've ever told this story, but when I first was getting into radio and I was working in the Jersey Shore, and my first job was on high school sports, and then I was able to, within the same company, move to doing a two-hour-a-day talk show on 97.3 ESPN in Atlantic City. But in order to kind of justify, I guess, I was going to say full-time salary, but it was something close to a livable wage. They created a second show that I did along with my one of my best friends and co-host of mine at the time. I was a couple good friends and a co-host at the time. We did a show at night. And that show was on 105.7 The Hawk, a classic rock station. So that, anyone that knows me knows my love of all this comes from first sports. And then second, I do love radio. But I'd be lying if I told you I knew anything about music besides just being a regular person who listens to music like we all do. But I never had the passion for music. But I wanted to be on the radio and I wanted to eventually have a full-time role in the sports talk industry. But I needed to work as much as I could and however I could. So I accepted a role doing like a hybrid classic rock sports thing on 105.7 The Hawk. And I'll tell you, I gained so much respect for those who do music radio in the year plus I was doing that show. It's not easy. You know, you only have so much time to talk and you really have to maximize your moments and hit the right notes and get it right back to the music. It was a challenge. I earned a lot of respect for people who do that, like Pierre, and obviously he connected with this city in a large way for 41 years. What a career. I never met him again, but everyone that is pouring their tributes out the last couple of days, the last day or so, clearly he made an impact. Seemed like a great, great person. So my condolences go out to Pierre's family and same thing for Harry. And they are legends in the city of Philadelphia. Okay, so the Eagles make the trade yesterday for Michael Carter, the second corner from the New York Jets. And it's an interesting trade from a couple perspectives. Number one, he's a guy that his name has come up, right? We talked about him a little bit last week on the midday show at ESPN. There are less like 25 most likely trade candidates over the next couple weeks or next week or so, right? And Michael Carter was on it. And one of the teams possibly connected to him was the Philadelphia Eagles. There's that connection to Joe Douglas, because Joe Douglas, who's back here with the Eagles now, was the Jets general manager when they took Michael Carter. They actually took him in the same draft class. They took Michael Carter, the running back. And if you just search Michael Carter Jets and draft, you might find some stuff on the running back. Well, obviously, he's not the running back. He's the corner. He became, under Robert Saleh's defense, one of the better slot corners in the NFL. The Jets re-signed him and gave him real money to be, you know, their slot corner for years. And that looked like it was going to be a thing where he was going to be, if not a long-term, at least a, you know, legit, real slot corner for the New York Jets for this year and beyond. Well, then that changed because he got banged up. He hasn't been the same player in the last couple years as he was maybe a year or two ago, again, under Robert Saleh. There's been a lot of change with the New York Jets. Now it's Aaron Glenn's defense. This year had a concussion and seemed like he lost his job a little bit here over the past couple weeks with the Jets, and maybe they were losing snaps. He did come back this past week against Cincinnati, played a little bit, but seemed like new coach, new front office, not the guys that gave him the contract or drafted him, and this happens all the time. Doesn't mean Michael Carter can't play. It doesn't mean Michael Carter's not worth the money. For them, they didn't invest in him, so they don't have that kind of investment in their mind in this football player the way Robert Saleh and his defense did. So it's an interesting transaction from that perspective. A lot of familiarity with Joe Douglas, and he was a good player. He waived money in his contract. He basically gave back some money to get here, to get out of the New York Jets. So it tells me, number one, he wants to play. And also tells me, number two, I think he wants to win, because the Jets, you know, even with the win last week, are a rudderless ship. So it tells me he wants to win. It tells me he can't wait to get out of there. It tells me the Jets can't wait to move on. Now, what kind of player are the Eagles getting? Well, they're getting a slot corner. I mean, look at his numbers. Look at his distribution of snaps. Look at the highlights. He plays slot corner, which opens up the whole question mark here of why are the Eagles acquiring him? And there's only, for me, two schools of thought. I don't believe the Eagles are going to transition Michael Carter in the middle of a season to go play the outside and be their answer on the outside corner. I don't believe that. I don't think that is how this is going to go down. So there's only two other ways to look at this trade and what the Eagles may be thinking here with Michael Carter. The first one is a very simple one. He's deaf. He is going to be the nickel backup to Cooper DeJean. Now, if that is the case, and that's where this lands, I would say that this can't be the only thing the Eagles do, because I still think they need an outside corner. So just simply getting a backup to Cooper DeJean, giving themselves depth, is not a bad thing. It doesn't make the team worse, but it doesn't really move the needle. It's almost like the Tank Bigsby trade, in a sense, where, okay, and now last week it worked, and he played well, but for the first 5-6 weeks, like, what was that about? Right? Unless Saquon goes down, is anything changing on the football team because you have Tank Bigsby? Now, maybe last week showed a little more viable than we thought, and if they do lose Saquon for a game or two, and we'll find out when they get back next week how serious that groin injury was that Saquon went down with in the end of the game, maybe Bigsby has to play and helps them win some football games. And the same thing could be true for Cooper DeJean. He plays very physically. And maybe if he is a backup here, Michael Carter, it turns out to be in a big moment, DeJean's off the field, Carter comes in, makes a play. Possible. I would never put it past Howie Roseman to just try to improve the roster and improve the depth on the roster. But the other, and I think probably more likely scenario, is the Eagles are going to begin the transition of moving Cooper DeJean to the outside, because they've exhausted all their other options. They've watched Kelee Ringo play. They've watched Adoree Jackson play. They've seen what they've had to see from Ja'Corian Bennett to have an evaluation on him. And they think their best path forward is to rehabilitate, revive Michael Carter and put him in the slot and to put Cooper DeJean outside. Now, a couple things on this. A few days ago, Vic Fangio kind of seemed to push back on this idea. It didn't seem like he was interested and invested and wanting to put Cooper DeJean on the outside and, you know, talk about how great he is on the inside and what he does there and his tackling ability and his physicality. I agree with all that. I think Cooper DeJean is a nickel corner and maybe a safety before he is an outside corner. I wonder about his hips. I wonder about his fluidity. I wonder about his ability to cover twitchy wide receivers on the outside. Like, could he cover a burly big wide receiver on the outside? I'm sure he can. But the twitchy ones, that concerns me. And the straight line speed guys, it concerns me. I'm not sure that's Cooper DeJean's strength. So I think it is more than fair to wonder if that is the best for the Eagles and best for Cooper DeJean. But it also might speak to, like I just mentioned, what they have in-house. And it also might speak to the price tags on the legit, no doubt about it, outside corners out there. I don't know if Denzel Ward's available. I would think he would be, considering the state of the Cleveland Browns, but I don't know that. And maybe he's not. And maybe the other outside corners that are potentially available, Cam Taylor Britt, you know, we can go through the list across the NFL. You know, McCreary just went to the Rams for a fifth round pick or pick swap. Sneed, who I listed a couple weeks ago as a potential trade target. Sneed is banged up and on the IR. I don't know how serious that is. So perhaps the options out there, whether in price tag or just availability, were not fruitful. And Howie Roseman looked at this and said, this is our best option for the rest of the season. And he sat down with Vic Fangio and said, I know what you said. I know what you're thinking. But this is what I'm going to get. I'm going to add this. We're going to be able to get Michael Carter. And you use everyone as you see fit. If you think our best 11 involves DeJean on the outside, then you put him there. If you don't, then Michael Carter's depth. I think that's all this stuff is on the table and possible. And we're seeing it with the linebacking core now, with Nakobe Dean and Jahad Campbell. They're going to give Vic Fangio all the tools, all the pieces they have, and they're going to tell him to go make a meal. Here's your basket of ingredients. It's chopped, go make a meal. And I think the expectation and the hope and the belief is Vic Fangio will make a hell of a meal, because that's what Vic Fangio seems to always do. But it doesn't mean this is perfect. The other thought I had as the trade went down was, is this a test for Cooper DeJean? You know, when the offseason arrives, I'm already starting to see some mock drafts here around, you know, the internet. And I'll click on all the mock drafts you could give me. But as I see the mock drafts, I notice pretty regularly the Eagles' first round pick is an outside corner. Because if you look at their team, you know, if you're trying to discern a weakness, where would that weakness be? Now, of course, if we get to the offseason and there's a A.J. Brown trade, the Eagles could replenish with a first-round pick wide receiver. That's possible. I think an offensive lineman, based on what's gone on this year, Lane Johnson's age, the right guard. You know, Steen's been fine, but nothing special. I think an offensive lineman that profiles as a long-term right tackle but could play guard in his rookie year certainly feels like a reasonable thing for the Eagles taking the first round. So, you know, it's reasonable to think they go wide receiver if they trade AJ. It's reasonable to think they go offensive line. It's also extremely reasonable to think they take an outside corner to add to Quinyon Mitchell on one side and what they have with Cooper DeJean in the slot. But this could be a test for Cooper DeJean. Let's play it out. Let's say Cooper DeJean goes to the outside for the final 10 games of the season, right? Nine games of the season. And let's say he excels and he looks like a legitimate, real outside corner. Well, that is a huge investment the Eagles now have already in the building and don't have to make. You could find slot corners later in the draft. You could find a Michael Carter, which you just traded for. You can then use that resource, the first round pick or cap space on the offensive lineman, or to go get a wide receiver or a pass rush, you know, whatever the Eagles think they need at that point. I tend to think this pass rush is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit more further along in its trajectory than some people do, but that's okay. You know, maybe a long-term pass rusher, because I don't think they have an A-plus guy, and I think Nolan Smith's health is a long-term question, but maybe that's where they go. So it changes the present. It changes the future. I am skeptical that this is going to be the Michael Carter's the piece to put them in the Super Bowl, but I think it's a fascinating trade. He's a good player when he's healthy. He's been banged up the last couple of years. Robert Saleh a couple years ago called him one of the better slots in the NFL, and now he comes here to, in effect, replace one of the best slots in the NFL and move the best slot in the NFL, if we're calling it that way, in Cooper DeJean, off his spot and to the outside in a major test for him, a major test for the franchise, a major test for Vic Fangio as well. It is all right there for the Philadelphia Eagles over the next couple weeks, and is Howie Roseman done? That's the other question you have to ask yourself. Is he finished making moves with this Eagles football team, or is this just an opportunity he found and he couldn't pass it up, and he had the intel from Joe Douglas and he felt like, you know what, let's go make the move, let's lock this thing in, and let's get ourselves to another roster depth piece at the cornerback position. Your guess is as good as mine over the next couple days. I do know this. The Eagles made their corner position better. They didn't give up much in Mechie. And now we await to see if Howie's got something bigger up his sleeve by the trade deadline on Tuesday, November 4th. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Don't forget Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware for the midday show on Thursday. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.